Hi, Eagles fans. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. It was another hot day of action here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles inch closer to their first preseason game against Indianapolis. Today, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur spoke about the Eagles' talented running back group and how he sees that rotation working moving forward.
Yeah, the plan is we're excited if both or either of them in there at any time. And, you know, it's with a running back, you know, I've said it before, it takes a village. So it takes a group of running backs when you want to run the ball like we do. And we're just very fortunate that every guy we put in there can run the ball the way we want it run, can pass protect, and then certainly have good enough hands to catch it when we throw it to him. So we don't feel all that stressed out about it right now because we feel good about all the guys being in there.
Along those same lines, Shurmur also spoke about the Eagles' talented wide receivers group and how he sees each player fitting into the mix.
No, I think, you know, our core is a little different now, our receiving core, you know, and the way we have it set up. We got a really good rotation going, in our opinion. You know, you got Coop and Miles going over there. You've got, you know, on the inside, we got a lot of guys. In fact, we played most of our guys. And anytime we create a slot, a right or left receiver could be in there anyways. And then on the right side, we got a good rotation. And what you're trying to create, again, it takes a village. We need fresh bodies out there, and we want to get to where we came. All the guys that are active, we want to be able to count on them to go out there and play so that we don't look out there and call a pass and say, oh, darn it, that guy's in there. We don't want that. And we feel like we're better this year from that standpoint.
After practice, running back DeMarco Murray spoke about his role in the Eagles' offense and how he sees himself fitting in amongst the likes of Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles.
No, you know, like I said, obviously those are two great backs and two veteran guys who've had a lot of success in this league. And I know why I was brought here. I know my role. And like I said, I've always been one to, you know, compete at a high level. And there's times where, you know, those guys would be in there. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know why I'm here and I know what I want to do.
Yesterday, we spoke about the developing relationship between Sam Bradford and Jordan Matthews. Today, it was another quarterback and wide receiver duo speaking about their chemistry, former teammates at the University of Florida, Tim Tebow and Riley Cooper.
I think Tim's having a heck of a camp, throwing the ball, sitting in the pocket, 7-on-7, making great decisions, you know, hitting the check down if nothing else is open. You know, I think he's doing a great job. And then, I mean, once you get in the game, he's one of the toughest players I've ever played with. You know, if nothing's there, he can tuck the ball and run with it. And he's tough to get down. So, he's doing great.
Well, it's just fun having, a good friend on the team. Got a lot of great guys in that locker room. And, it's fun to – he's also right beside me in the locker room, so we have a lot of fun. And it's been good. He's been working really hard and trying to improve and get better like we all have, and he's been doing a great job.
We also caught up with Nelson Agholor and Rashid Bailey, two young wide receivers who, while they may have taken different paths to get here, are both trying to make a name for themselves here in the NFL.
I am at that point. And it's all about steps. Like you said, when I first got here, it was a learning process. Just like how when I got to college, it was a learning process. So now that I'm here, I'm still learning. And then I'm at the point where, okay, everything is kind of slowing down a little bit. I'm catching on a little bit. I'm learning from Jordan. I'm learning from, you know, Miles and Coop and Huff. I mean, this is an amazing experience just to sit back and learn and get out here on the field and do what I can do.
I embrace that. I embrace, you know, uncomfortable situations. You know, that's the only time you grow, you know, when you put yourself through tough times. And the fact that our coaches are putting me in there with different personnel, I'm seeing different coverages. I'm trying to catch different types of balls. And I'm playing with different, you know, I guess you would say, you know, fatigue levels. You know, sometimes I'm really tired. I'm in there, and I'm trying to see how much I can push my body, and sometimes I'm really fresh. So at the end of the day, it's all about getting comfortable.
And finally, one injury update. A pair of Eagles linebackers not on the field today, as Kiko Alonso is still going through the NFL's concussion protocol. Meanwhile, D'Amico Ryans was sitting out for a maintenance day. For all the latest Eagles news, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.